Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin,
you're listening to the Combination Defense Podcast. Here's our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, we're going to talk about the inverted triangle in two rather than the triangle in two, the inverted triangle in two. If you like this and you like want to learn more about this, www.combinationdefense.com. We'll have all the diagrams, everything you kind of need to be able to run all of these combination or quote unquote junk defenses against all of those opponents and maybe take some of the people out. So the inverted triangle in two came about because of the three-point line, and we were having some problems running our normal triangle in two. So a normal triangle in two is two people on the block and one at the free throw line. We inverted it. We put one person down in the middle and two people at the elbows. So it's an inverted. It's a little bit easier in the inverted. So our rules are the top two at the elbow basically have to be able to cover the baseline and the wing on the same side, okay? So there has to be this kind of unison and the two of them have to be able to go side to side. We protect the paint area. So we leave that bottom person that's basically, if you want to think about it, they're taking two steps ahead of the front of the rim and they're protecting the rim. So if you think about that inverted triangle in two, they're not right below the basket. They're step up, but they're protecting the rim. We don't let them take more than a step out. They basically have a rectangle on the bottom, which they're protecting. Now, if you got a 7-footer, it's great because no one can get to the rim. You got two guys, the two people playing the inverted triangle two are guarding their normal triangle two defense where they're either sagging or playing normal man principles, or they're in full denial. We're just not letting their two top scorers go. So the reason this came about is, again, like I said, we were getting a little bit burned on three-pointers, so we inverted it. We protect the paint, no easy layups. And then we were able to, on an overload, or if they moved the two people that we were defending to one side, we were able to take away the third and fourth best shooters from shooting three. So my theory, and most of the teams that most of you are probably playing, the fifth best player on the court shooting a three, yeah, we're going to run at them, but we're going to leave that paint in the paint to protect. It's an early way to shade and protect. And why I like it is it really takes away the three-pointer. Does it leave some mid-range pull-ups? It does. All of these are going to have some weaknesses. But again, we're running these to change pace. We're running these because our 1-3-1 didn't work. And we want to just two or three. Again, I'm a stats teacher. There's no such thing as a hot hand. But sometimes it feels like there is a hot hand, right? So we want to be able to take that away from them and not let them have any of those easy looks. So I think that inverted triangle in two is a wonderful way to be able to attack it and to be able to look at it. Any of you that are watching kind of on YouTube, I'm gonna try to share my screen here and kind of show you what I mean by that's what the inverted triangle in two looks like. It's, you know, it's two guys on the elbows and one on the bottom, and then two people playing defense. I think it's a wonderful twist to, and again, that's what you're seeing there is a little bit of a tease there with our combination defense course at www.combinationdefense.com. It's a great little course kind of going through everything and describing what the combination defense does, what it's strong about it, kind of how we can kind of attack it. I love it. I think it's a great defense for change up, for pace, to take a hot hand, quote unquote, because again, statistically no hot hand, but to take them out of rhythm. I just think it's a wonderful way to get that other or that opponent out of rhythm, no matter what you're doing. And the rotations are not hard. The bottom guy, I mean, I hate to say it, but could be Gallard guy could be dumb as a rock because they only have to basically cut the paint. Now, the one thing is they do have to be the director because the other two elbows have to do a lot of movement from corner to wing. So I always say that if the bottom or big or whoever it is in the bottom of that triangle and two is not talking and not discussing what's happening, then that's their role. Their role is discussion, talking, getting the value to all the other people. I think that's an important part of the combination defense. And again, if you want to dive in deep in this, we're going to, over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to go through all our different combination defenses and some new unique ones that you probably have never heard. But I think it's a great defense. I have gone back and forth between the inverted triangle and two and the regular triangle and two, inverted triangle and two, regular triangle and two. So the two chasers don't have any specific or extra rules, but I think it does, again, changes pace. It's harder on the three people in the triangle and two, but if you have a team that's able to handle that, or maybe your big gets in foul trouble and you want to keep them close to the paint, that inverted triangle, triangle and two is a great kind of twist to it. So go over, check it out, www.combinationdefense.com, and I will put it down in the show notes. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.